Welcome to Monday Sparkle. Well, here we are on episode 18 of season 2, the 45th bite. If you've stuck with it all the way through, then I think you probably deserve some sort of medal, or at least a hearty well done and a big thank you. Knowing that we were reaching this milestone, I went back and I listened to the very first episode, mostly to check to see if I'd accomplished what I set out to do. Back then, and we're only talking last October here, I talked about how we always all have more to learn and how I hope that by sharing a little jack of all trades accumulated knowledge, I might be able to help you as you made the shift to a digital world. Almost 6 months on, we're still here and I sense that many of us have had to learn skills we never thought we'd require. And I hope that Foolproof Bites has helped you with some of that. I'm quite sure that not everything I've said will have been useful, but if a small percentage of it has jogged your thinking, given you fresh insight or upped your skill level, then I'll have done my job and I can add digital skills coach to my ridiculously long CV. I'm actually not sure what else I have to pass on at this point, so this will be the last bite of this season, but I'm not closing the door on it yet, so look out for season 3 at some point, possibly a less frequent offering, and let me know if there's anything you'd be interested in hearing more about. In the meantime, keep an eye on the Foolproof website and social media for resources, ideas, and yes, I know you love it, poetry. And if I may, I'd like to end with three pieces of advice, two thank yous, and a quote. The three pieces of advice are, firstly, stay innovative. Secondly, remember it is okay to be a jack of all trades. Thirdly, tell good stories. To be honest, if I had to boil it down, that would be the one that's the most important. Tell good stories. Two thank yous go to, first of all, the Foolproof board members who are endlessly supportive of my need to try out new ideas, even if they don't always know what the end product is going to look like. And to our financial supporters who enable me to do this and give it to you for free. If you'd like to become a supporter of our work, then you can find out more at foolprooftheatrearts.com/give. And the quote? Well, if I were to sum up what I've been trying to do here, it's been to help you make simple steps in a complex situation. On another podcast that I'm part of, someone reminded me today of this quote from Oliver Wendell Holmes. For the simplicity on this side of complexity, I wouldn't give you a fig. But for the simplicity on the other side of complexity, for that, I would give you anything I have. Thanks for listening and for rating and reviewing. Don't forget that if you have found simplicity on the other side of complexity through these 3 minute bursts, then please do pass the link on to others so they can also benefit. Unbelievably, there's still 20 seconds left, so here's a wee poem I wrote last week called Light Nights. A particle of light arrives at the window, jostling and bustling in off the street, lands on the floor with a swaggering beam. I'll get my coat. You've pulled. So we head out into the swirling, twirling, unfurling of the new season in search of a good time. I think I'm in love. Foolproof Bites is written, edited and produced by Fiona Stewart for Foolproof Creative Arts. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate and review so other people can join the foolish fun.